Proclamation number 3956 of 14th of January, 1947. Matter in effective force. Redemption through increased effective power. Human hands. Directed matter is God's power which has become form, which has become completely opposed to him by no longer recognizing, as a spiritual created by him, the purpose which was incumbent upon the spiritual. Hence matter is the spiritual being which is distant from God, which was bound by God's will, i.e., deprived of its original freedom and strength, because it escaped from God's strength of its own free will. Consequently, matter is certainly to be spoken of as God's once emanation of power, however without power effect, it is power which remains unused for the duration of the existing form and therefore does not correspond to the divine fundamental order, just as everything which opposes God cannot stand in his eternal order. However, strength once emanating from God cannot remain ineffective for eternities because this would mean a reduction of divine strength and this is eternally impossible, but this strength which has become ineffective is countered by increased effective spiritual strength from God, so that the process of the development of strength, of the activity of unused strength, begins. The spiritual, which has become form, matter, is stimulated into activity by the influence of divine radiation, which, however, no longer corresponds to its own will but to the will of God. The spiritual substance, which is opposed to him, must submit if it wants to participate in the application of strength from outside, if it wants to be allowed to be active again and thereby, even if after an infinitely long time, reach its original state of unrestricted use of strength and freedom of will. The return to this original state can only happen through the extraordinary development and supply of strength on the part of the spiritual being active in God's will, otherwise the hardened strength, matter, would eternally remain in the God-opposing will and eternally remain unredeemed. Love for the unredeemed must trigger an increased effect of strength and thereby cause the bound spiritual to give up its resistance against God. Only then will the strength formed into matter also be moved into an initial stage of activity. 13th of the 1st 1947. Increase counter force acting on matter results in the power banished in it reviving, that it seeks to express itself. That therefore a slight change in matter itself can be felt through the life awakening in it. The bound spiritual becomes aware of its actual purpose, it feels an increased urge in itself for activity, and it seeks to satisfy this urge. However, it cannot work freely in any way but the way of expressing strength is prescribed to it, i.e., it is to be active according to divine will. It is to submit to the law of eternal order, it cannot will itself in freedom but carries out every activity in a certain compulsory state, provided that it wants to let the strength in itself take effect. For it can also oppose the power flowing towards it, then the motionless state of matter remains, then it is in a state of death, thus appearing completely without power and life. And yet, at the bottom of it all, it is power emanating from God, only without any effect and thus contradicting the eternal order. Therefore matter in itself can never be something desirable for the mature spiritual, but it must be recognized as something God contradictory as long as the serving activity is not incumbent upon it. The purpose and meaning of a work of creation, originating from God's or man's hand, also gives matter its value, for it proves the will of the banished spiritual to activity. 14th of the 1st 1947, matter is therefore something unredeemed, It is a power station which is to a certain extent out of order and which must first be put into operation again by a strong willpower from outside. Furthermore, it is a collecting center of life force emanating into the universe, which, as increased effective, seeks to unite with the ineffective force in order to bring forth increased achievements, as which all becoming and life in nature as well as useful creations, originating from human hands, are now to be regarded. Matter is hardened strength, whereas the life force flowing into the universe as emanating directly from God is still in fullest effectiveness and therefore exceedingly lively and life-awakening and can drive all those inactive forces to activity, provided it finds access to them. But this is decided by the will bound in matter. For the hardening of matter was the result of the God-resisting will of the beings created by him. Thus the softening of matter must take place in accordance with the abandonment of its resistance to God. The beingness in matter would never give up its resistance of its own accord, but through the supply of strength, which carries divine will within itself, a change of will can take place in the beingness bound in hardened matter, because it feels the benefit of effective strength and this is an incentive for activity where its strength can come to fruition. Matter is therefore something that resists God as long as it is not permitted to be of service, but it has given up its resistance as soon as the creations formed out of it perform a serviceable purpose. And from this it follows that the human being also contributes extraordinarily to the redemption of matter, as soon as things come forth from his creative hand which are intended for the benefit of human beings and animals, as soon as he assigns a serving activity to matter which gives the beingness bound in it the opportunity to free itself for once and to escape from the form enveloping it, as soon as this has fulfilled its serving purpose. Thus is become completely useless and awaits a new shaping. The untiring activity of human beings is therefore of the greatest importance, for the human being signifies for unredeemed matter and for the beingness bound in it that increased expression of strength through which the unused strength is stimulated to activity, so that the redemption of the bound can begin. Amen.